hello again, and I'm the Reverend David Dunlap, the first minister of this congregation, First Presbyterian Church in Columbia, South Carolina, and the Venerable Howe.
It's good to be back. Always good to be back. I was taught for 50 years at the seminary here in town, Hebrew and Greek.
Wonderful. And the governor still hasn't opened the hairdresser, so forgive my hair.
I'm now using barrettes.
But with us today is Catherine McGregor McPhee.
So glad to be here.
And you, that sounds like a Scottish name, but actually you're from England.
Yes, Newcastle upon Tyne, north of England.
So what brought you over here? And you two, we never knew each other, but you two knew each other.
Oh, yes. We went to church together for 50 years.
And his wife was a dear friend, and we worked together. But I married Mr. McPhee and came to Columbia, South Carolina, and was a nurse. I was called to the battlefields of Virginia, one of the first women.
Well, God bless you. These nurses are some of the great heroes of our time.
Yes. And I was one of the first women, and after I served in Virginia, I came back here and was at the Wayside Hospital on Gervais Street, now what you call the Vista.
Along with Sarah, my wife.
Along with your wife, dear Sarah. Yes. Yes.
Now, you were around, both of you were around during the Revolutionary War. We're talking, what, 18...
No, we were here during the Civil War.
Civil War, sorry.
Yeah.
Civil War.
Where are you from?
This is in my future, so how would I know? We're talking about the Civil War.
Yes, I nursed Confederate soldiers.
Yes.
In fact, I was the president of the Ladies Memorial Association that laid the Confederate plot at Elmwood Cemetery. It's still stands. Yes.
Tell us a little story. And by the way, there are McMasters here. Who are they?
The McMasters were cousins of my children.
Are they related to the person who hasn't opened the hairdressers?
I don't know.
We think they are.
A distant relationship. Yes. Distant.
So there's an incredible story during the eve of when Sherman's troops were about to come to South Carolina. There was a midnight burial that the two of you were involved in. Tell us about that.
Well, the train was late with the body. And so at midnight, I came out here. We had dug the grave. Mrs. McPhee was out here as well, and my wife, and two other ladies. And they and we all buried him together.
And we need to find him. He's somewhere in here. In an unmarked grave.
Unmarked grave, but his child has a marked grave, and we need to speak with a person by the name of Chandler McNair, I believe.
I don't know him.
Yeah, well, he's in your future.
People still talk about your prayer.
That's exactly. Would you like me to give it again?
Please.
Oh, we don't have time.
Well, there you have it. I trust that you're all staying well and socially distancing and washing your hands, and hopefully this will soon be over. God bless you all, and God bless you, Mrs. McPhee.
Yes, thank you.